All right, I know he's back in Florida, but he plays on the Canadian Tour, the Mackenzie Tour. Charlie Bull, the recent winner. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, Greeny, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. I was impressed. You know, Lake Nona down there, they put out a big banner right next to Henrik Stenson's just for you. How great was that to come home to?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's one of those things. I've driven by hundreds of those signs over the last 24 years of my life, and it's always been a dream for me to have one of those. And it was a pretty cool feeling driving through and seeing that, and especially to be next to Henrik. It's very cool.
Well, now Charlie, in the picture they tweeted, your sign looks slightly larger than Henrik's. Is that the case? And if so, did they let you make the sign?
I wish. It's unfortunately the same size.
Perspective.
And they just do it for us, and it's really nice of the club to do it for us, especially when they're not really. So the club's actually shut right now, so to have someone do that for us was really nice.
So, you know, what is life like on the Canadian Tour? I mean, I know you're living down in Florida, and you're traveling to these events, and obviously you get to spend some time up in what looks like some great country. But how fun is it to go up there and play in these events, and what kind of atmosphere is it up there when you play?
It's a very odd atmosphere in regards to, you have so many different types of people, different types of ages. You have some guys that have been on the PGA Tour for 10 years or so, you know, people like Michael Letzig. So you have some guys that were veterans on the PGA Tour, and then you have people like Aaron Wise who just won the NCAA championship. So it's a very weird dynamic in regards to the age of people, and you know, you come out of college and you're around guys that are within 4 years of your age, and you come out and go, let's say, to the Mackenzie Tour, and you know that there can be a 40-year differential between you and your playing partner. So it's an interesting vibe when you get paired with these guys, but it's also eye opening to be able to play with them and to ask them questions. And the really nice thing is that everyone is so willing to help, and it's almost like you're on a giant team. I don't know if there aren't many guys on the entire tour with status that didn't either come up to me and say something Sunday or send me a message. So it's a bit like a brotherhood, the tour itself, and it's a lot of fun to play. And yeah, you get to visit some incredible places. We went up and visited Banff last Monday, which was amazing. It's an amazing place up near Calgary. And the courses in general are great. They're just Canadian courses. They're fairly short, narrow, and in good condition. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, when you're dealing, Charlie, with some of those older players, guys you're saying can be 30, 40 years older than you, and I understand that, you know, that there's some camaraderie there and you can look at them and maybe learn a few things, and that they like seeing the young guys come along. But when you see somebody who's out there toiling away on the Latin America Tour, the Canadian Tour, the Web.com Tour, even some of the e-tours, and they're 30 years older than you, do you look at them? Is it inspiring that they, hey, you can play golf that long, or is it sad? Do you think, oh gosh, I don't want to be doing this in 30 years?
Yeah, it's weird. You're happy for them because they're obviously doing what they love. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it, and they've been doing it for a long time. But at the same time, it is a bit sad to see, you know, people who have been on the PGA Tour and have obviously struggled with their game over the last few years, and that's the reason why they're back down on the Mackenzie Tour. So it is a bit sad for sure, but again, they're doing what they love, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
All right, so let's talk about the ATB Financial Classic that you won last week. It did get rain shortened to 54 holes, but it seemed like you were making a few eagles out there. I mean, all of a sudden, starting off rounds with a bunch of eagles and making a bunch of birdies. I mean, what was going on?
just drove the ball incredibly well. And my three wood and hybrid, they were my best friend last week. And I just kept on hitting it to like 10 feet and for eagle. And I made a ton of them. But it was a bit weird. I'd hit a three wood to 10 feet and then I'd hit a 9-iron to 5 feet and miss that one to make the eagle. So it was a bit of a weird start to the round. I just kept on making eagles, but and then the makeable birdies, I would kind of let them go.
Yeah, so is it one of those rounds where it just seems like everything's kind of going, and then as you get into round two and round three, everything just kind of seems to fall into place? I mean, was there something in particular with your swing, a swing key, that maybe you found something where, you know, one of those weeks where it kicks in and now you're hoping that you kind of hang on to that?
Yeah, I've been struggling with my game a bit before the last two events, and the event before, I started to hit the ball a little bit better, got a little bit more confidence in my driver and three wood. Up there, when you hit your driver and three wood well, you can't really go wrong because, you know, you have 9-irons and in, and shorter clubs coming in. And if those irons happen to be on that week, then it's quite easy to shoot some good scores. But for sure, it's just one of those things where I got on a run and I just kept on going.
Well, Charlie, when you find something in your swing, I'm always curious. Like, you know, you come onto something. There's something at the top of your backswing, or something in your balance, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I found something. I got to keep that.
Yeah.
Do you run the risk of focusing so much on that you lose something else that maybe wasn't so bad before?
I don't think so. I think normally when you find that one thing, realistically, you haven't really found anything. You've just taken your mind off the rest of your swing. And I think that gives you confidence because, I think the average golfer and also the very low handicaps, they get obsessed with their golf swing and they're thinking about 10 things on their golf swing. And, you know, when you say, you know, I found something with my golf swing right now, you're normally thinking about just one thing. And I think mentally that just puts you in a better place than thinking about, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
All right. Again, we're talking with the most recent winner on the Mackenzie Tour, the PGA Tour of Canada, Charlie Bull. And Charlie, eighth on the money list now. People may not be familiar. The top five get what at the end of the season?
The top five get status on the web.com tour. First place gets fully exempt on web.com. And then top 10 get to final stage of Q school, which also means that you get automatic status on web.com as well.
Charlie, as you sit here and you're one of those guys who's working your way up, one of the complaints that we've had about the PGA Tour is that there's no room. There's you know, even with the crap around season that seems to go on forever, there aren't enough events that let even the top guys from the web.com tour get in because they're so top heavy. What should we be doing differently on the PGA Tour to kind of thin the herd a bit, get rid of some of these old guys, send them to pasture, and let some of you young guys in?
Yeah, I agree.
I know you agree, but what are we going to do?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I have a lot of friends right now that are a few years older than me in that situation. They're in those categories that are kind of on the bubble. And especially on web.com, I think more so than the PGA Tour. Anyone that's played on the PGA Tour for a significant amount of time now, if they've done anything of any significance, they have some kind of category, like category 25 on the PGA Tour, which somehow beats category 5 on the web.com, which I don't think is right. They need to clear out all of this nonsense categories and make fewer categories. And if you know, a veteran on the PGA Tour loses their card, then so be it. They lose their card. There are so many players out there that have won on the PGA Tour. But, you know, now their game isn't so good and they've lost their cards. But because they've won on the PGA Tour, their status is better than anyone that's coming off of the Web.com Tour because they have past champion status.
Do you, as you sit there and you're trying to, you know, obviously get to the top of the money list and get some Web.com mm-hmm. Tour starts and everything going on, are you sitting there watching this Wes Bryan story where, you know, he's got his Battlefield promotion, he gets into the John Deere Classic, and lo and behold, he's now leading? I mean, look at this whirlwind that he's on. I mean, is that something you sit back and go, man, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, I mean, two interesting stories. I woke up this morning and said to my girlfriend as soon as I opened the PGA Tour app, what is this Wesley Bryan guy doing? Because the first thing that I see is he's top of the leaderboard, and it's unbelievable. It's great for him. It's great for the web.com. It's great for South Carolina because obviously he played there. It's awesome to have someone young and coming off of these tours, you know, doing something, you know, very significant. And it would be incredible if he could go ahead and win, because that's one less guy we have to worry about on web.com. It's also good for the mini tours, because 2 years ago when I turned pro, he was in the same place. He was playing e-golf events around Charlotte. And, you know, I think it's inspiring to all of us as developing pros to be able to see someone that 2 years ago was doing mini tours, and now he's fully exempt on the PGA Tour.
So what you really need to improve your game is a twin brother,
a
trick shot game, and a YouTube channel.
There we go.
Absolutely. All right, well,
I'll speak to my brother and see if he can reduce his age by four and pick up golf.
Yeah, how's your trick shot game, Charlie?
Definitely not as good as the Bryan brothers. I'll put it that way. I would have probably broken a few heads, maybe a few many golf clubs, and definitely caused a lot of mayhem if I tried to do what they did.
All right, so you got four events left. I'm assuming you're going to play in all four of these. Are these golf courses that set up good for you as you finish out the season up there in Canada?
Yeah, I played the one in Ottawa next week. I played well there last year, so I'm looking forward to getting back to that course. And then the next two are new golf courses, so I don't know anything about them. But the Tour Championship is a good golf course. It suits my game, so I'm hoping that I can put a few good tournaments together and see if we can crack that top five.
Well, there you go. Well, good luck to you. We'll be watching here, and we'll be paying attention, because we want to see you out in the at least on the web.com tour next year, definitely.
Absolutely. Thanks, Greeny.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck.
No worries. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.